Have you ever sat in a meeting where the analytics dashboard, the ad platform, and the CRM all show completely different numbers?
Yeah.
And, like, nobody knows which is right.
Oh, yeah. Marketing claims 100 leads, sales sees 50, and finance is looking at a spreadsheet that somehow says 12. It is the classic corporate standoff.
Right, and everyone just implicitly trusts the screen in front of them.
Exactly. But because those screens do not agree, everything just grinds to a halt.
Okay, let's unpack this, because today we are doing a deep dive into marketing data governance, pulling from a few industry articles to figure out why this happens and how to build reliable reporting.
Yeah, and we are going to do it without getting bogged down in all the tech jargon.
Exactly. I mean, I used to picture governance as this, you know, rigid corporate rule book.
Uh-huh.
But reading our sources, it feels more like structural plumbing. It is the infrastructure that sits entirely upstream from data quality.
Yeah, if we look at how data actually flows, the plumbing analogy is really spot on. Governance is, it's basically the layer of owners, definitions, and rules.
The stuff that keeps data consistent as it moves around.
Right, from a random web click all the way to a closed deal in your pipeline.
Wait, so if we have flawless plumbing, shouldn't Google Ads and our CRM finally show the exact identical numbers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the pipes are perfectly sealed, what goes in should equal what comes out?
See, that is a very common assumption. But the reality is, well, they shouldn't match.
Really? Why not?
What's fascinating here is that governance isn't about forcing identical numbers across platforms. I mean, these platforms fundamentally disagree on how to count in the first place.
Just because they're built for different purposes.
Exactly. Consider how they process information. Google Ads uses specific attribution windows. It might, you know, claim credit for a click that happened 30 days ago.
Oh, right. Whereas your CRM might only log the lead the exact moment a form is actually submitted.
Precisely. They use completely different identity methods and processing logic just by design.
So Google Ads is always going to count a little differently than the CRM. Like, that gap is just baked in.
Yeah, and governance is about making that gap traceable and explainable.
Got it. So you want to know the difference between a normal variance and a totally broken system.
Oh, right. Like, that 30-day attribution window is expected variance. But you need to know when the system is actively breaking down.
So how do we actually spot those breakdowns before they, you know, completely ruin a quarterly report? Things rarely just explode overnight, right?
No, they don't. The reporting sort of wears down over time and leaves fingerprints behind. You look for specific symptoms in the pipeline.
Like what? What kind of symptoms?
Well, take campaign names. If a marketer types a UTM parameter in lowercase on one ad and then uppercase on another, the analytics platform might split that data.
Oh, wow. So it thinks they're two completely different campaigns.
Exactly. And suddenly your dashboard is blind to half your traffic.
Or, I guess, when sales and marketing fundamentally disagree on what a lead even is.
Yeah. If there isn't a shared definition there, you end up with a CRM full of blank fields and duplicate records.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. When a system starts failing, the instinct is to hand it over to a separate data operations team, right? To act as the police.
Oh, yeah. Very common instinct.
But the articles point out that doesn't actually work, does it?
No, it really doesn't. A policy handed down from an isolated department rarely survives contact with reality.
Because they aren't the ones doing the work.
Right. When an ops team tries to police data they don't actively generate, the rules are just seen as a nuisance and usually ignored.
So you have to tie the rule to the person actually running the campaign.
Exactly. Every critical metric needs a named individual on the hook.
Right. So when the variance between Google Ads and the CRM goes from expected 10% to a chaotic 40%, someone has to figure it out.
Yes. A specific person must be responsible for investigating why that happened.
That sounds great in theory, but, I mean, how do you actually implement this without slowing every single marketing campaign down to a bureaucratic crawl?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. If I have to assign an owner to every single data point, we would never launch an ad again.
Which is why you start incredibly small. A major mistake companies make is trying to govern every single field right out of the gate.
So, what do you do instead?
You isolate only the decisions and metrics that absolutely must be trusted. Things like pipeline and revenue.
Ah, so you ignore the vanity metrics for now and focus on what the CFO actually cares about.
Precisely. And once you identify those core metrics, you map their data lineage.
Meaning you trace the path of the data.
Yes. You literally trace that specific data point backward from the final dashboard through the data warehouse, through the CRM, all the way back to the initial collection on your website.
Okay, so you are finding exactly where the data changes hands and making sure nothing gets lost in translation.
Right, and when you map that lineage, you can finally monitor the health of the system itself.
Rather than just looking at campaign performance.
Exactly. You start measuring things like dashboard freshness, like did this data actually update today, and tracking unexplained variants.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? It basically means less time arguing in cross-department meetings about whose spreadsheet is right, and more time acting on reliable data.
Yep. If we connect this to the bigger picture, doing this builds ultimate trust.
Right, because governance won't perfectly solve your end-to-end attribution problems.
Mm.
Google and your CRM are still going to disagree.
But it makes the data feeding your models auditable and trustworthy. When you know your data lineage is secure, you can optimize campaigns faster.
Because nobody is second-guessing the foundation.
Exactly. It transforms the conversation from asking whose dashboard is right to asking what the data is telling us to do next.
Which brings us back to those conflicting dashboards from the start. If you traced your most important metric back to its origin right now, how many undocumented transformations, stale integrations, or manual patches would you find hiding in the shadows?